Good morning and welcome to Monday Coffee. We've been going through What is Wrong with Religion, inspired by the book by Sky Jathani. And we've been talking about this because this is the first time in recorded history that America, our worship attendance has dipped below 50%. And so what I want to start today, we're going to ask the question, is getting rid of religion worth it? Is it going to help? We can think of back in medieval times, doctors would drill holes in our skulls when we had fevers, thinking that the hot air would rise out of our head. Now we know that that's not so good. But at the time, they thought it was a simple solution. So the problem was still there, but now the solution was the problem. So religion's kind of the same way. Getting rid of religion doesn't solve the problem, because the problem isn't necessarily religion, but something deeper. I think it's in the fact that all of us have evil within us. All of us have selfishness, ego, pride that puts ourselves first and doesn't think of our neighbors or thinking of God. And so we can cause terrible evil as religious people, just as secular people can cause evil too. We are not immune to that. If we get rid of religion, then we're just trading the two. Religion isn't the problem. We are. There's a man named Vaclav Havel, and he was imprisoned by communists. And when he became president of the Czech Republic, instead of taking revenge on his political opponents, he forgave them. Because he understood that cycle of danger, fear, and control, and he had to break it. Otherwise, he would just simply be the same as them. And this is hard because he said, the line between good and evil does not run clearly between us and them, but through each person. He understood it is us. We are the problem. And this becomes a problem because when we think of our religion as a way, as a means to an end, we change everything. We convolute everything. We can no longer see the real God and the real Jesus. We end up seeing God as an architect. And think of it this way in an illustration, that you see a building in a city. You know that there's an architect who designed it, who helped navigate through the completion of the project, but now the architect has nothing to do with the building. So we think of God in that way a lot of times, that God simply created our world, and now he's hands off. And when we think of God that way, we then think of the Bible as a blueprint, as a set of principles and rules, basic instructions before leaving Earth. Maybe you've said that or heard it, I've said it before, or that it's just a manual for human beings. And I think we do this because we try to show the value of the Bible, but actually it's very unbiblical to think of the Bible that way, because the Bible is the vehicle to understanding who God is and how God wants us to live within the world and join in the renewal of all things. But then when we think of it as this blueprint, as these basic instructions before leaving Earth, for one, we don't care about the Earth as much. And two, we only think about our faith as a set of principles and applications. But the Bible is a window through which we discover how to see God, ourselves, and the world, which then produces a desire to have a relationship with God. Jesus said this, "You study the scriptures diligently because you think that in them you have eternal life. These are the very scriptures that testify about me, yet you refuse to come to me to have life." That's the problem with religion. We reduce it to our faith to a set of principles and applications. You've seen it time and time again. You've seen stuff that, like kingdom financial management, or these are the seven steps to a lasting marriage, or how to raise kids biblically, that we use it to try and just simply give applications to our life. But it's bigger than that. And that's how religion goes wrong, when it's no longer about relationship. And so at its best, religion, what religion can do, it can help people have a relationship with God who is bigger than them, give them a sense of something bigger than themselves, and a God that cares about our neighbors as much as we care about ourselves, and a God that cares about the flourishing of life everywhere and for all people. Everything else is simply trying to control our world. So I want you to think of these two questions this week. How do you seek control over your life? And how has God been left out of that system of control? We all have ways that we want to control the things around us. Is God involved with that? Is God a relationship you have? Or are you also seeking to control God? Think about these questions, and we'll see you next week at the same time. Have a great week.